This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. The Biden administration has again bypassed Congress on an emergency weapon sale to Israel. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
For the second time this month, the State Department's made an emergency determination, a rare step allowing it to go around a congressional review requirement for foreign military sales. This one is a $147.5 million sale of equipment needed to make ammunition the Israelis have already bought work. The move comes as Israel faces growing criticism over its war in Gaza, and with President Biden's aid package for Israel, Ukraine, and other needs stalled in Congress. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
China has appointed a new defense minister after months of uncertainty following the firing of his predecessor for reasons that have yet to be explained. The official Xinhua news agency announced Friday that former Navy commander Doug Jun will serve in the largely ceremonial role, but offered no comment on the reasons for the switch or the current circumstances of previous minister Li Shengfu, who has not been seen or heard from since August. The uncertainty surrounding the leadership of the world's largest standing military comes as Washington and its Asian allies are offering stronger resistance to China's bid to assert itself as the dominant military power in the region. Argentina has formally announced it won't join the BRICS bloc of developing economies. Friday's announcement is just the latest in a dramatic shift in economic policy triggered by Argentina's new far-right president, Javier Milei. The move comes as the South American country has been left reeling by deepening economic crisis, making many eager for change. Milei has also disparaged countries run, quote, by communism, and said he would not maintain diplomatic relations with them despite growing investment from China. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website.